This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland launched a sweeping investigation Wednesday into policing practices in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, following a jury's verdict that former city police officer Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd. The probe, quote, will assess whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of using excessive force, including during protest, end quote, Garland told a news conference. Chauvin now must wait at least 8 weeks before finding out his sentence after his conviction on all charges relating to the death last May of George Floyd. The judge in the case denied bail, and Chauvin was taken into custody immediately after the guilty verdicts were read. Reaction continues from around the world. United Nations Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet said Wednesday, quote, this is a momentous verdict, end quote, adding, quote, any other result would have been a travesty of justice, end quote. Chad's main opposition parties Wednesday denounced what they called an institutional coup d'etat after the shocking death of newly reelected President Idriss Deby and his replacement by Sen Mohamed. Around 30 opposition formations call for the installation of a transition led by civilians through inclusion dialogue, the party said in a statement. The U.S. State Department weighed in, saying Washington wants to see a transition in Chad that is consistent with its constitution after the death of Deby Monday. Deby's son had overseen his father's security as head of the elite presidential guard and had often appeared alongside him. According to a charter released by the presidency Wednesday, the younger Deby has also been named, quote, supreme head of the armed forces, end quote. From Washington, this is VOA News. A group of UN rights experts expressed alarm Wednesday at the deteriorating health of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny and called for his urgent medical evacuation from Russia. Meanwhile, police detained 102 people at protests across Russia in support of Navalny Wednesday, a protest monitoring group said. The arrests came on the same day President Vladimir Putin delivered a State of the Nation address in which he warned the West not to cross Russia's red lines, saying Moscow would respond swiftly and harshly to any provocations, and those responsible would regret it. Anti-coup activists launched protests Wednesday in Myanmar calling for the release of detained prisoners as the United States imposed new sanctions. They target two state-owned businesses in Washington's latest in a series of punitive actions following the February 1st military coup in the Southeast Asian country. The U.S. has imposed several rounds of sanctions targeting Myanmar's military over the coup and the killing of protesters since then. Myanmar has been in crisis since the military seized power from Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government, with almost daily protests, despite a crackdown by the junta in which hundreds of people have been killed. U.S. President Joe Biden set to announce the U.S. has nearly reached his latest goal for vaccinating Americans, 200 million shots in the first 100 days, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
More than half of all adults are now at least partially vaccinated. Maximizing the number of those fully vaccinated in coming months is crucial for a White House aiming to restore at least some normalcy around July 4th. The president today is expected to outline plans for ramping up the vaccination rate. All Americans 16 and older are now eligible for shots, and with roughly 28 million doses being delivered weekly, demand is now a bigger roadblock than supply in much of the country. Surveys show less vaccine hesitancy since the shots began rolling out, but the White House still wants to make getting them easier and more appealing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Japan's government is considering a state of emergency for Tokyo and Osaka as new COVID-19 numbers surge, broadcaster NHK reported on Wednesday. Queen Elizabeth II thanked well-wishers Wednesday for their messages of support after the death of her husband, Prince Philip, as she turned 95 and spent her first birthday without him in more than seven decades. Her birthday falls during a two-week period of royal mourning for Philip, who was interred Saturday in the royal vault at St. George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.